I'm grateful to have an opportunity to stand here before you and say that I do have a testimony. You know, that God didn't leave me in my sin to my own destruction. I had a chance to talk to Nate for just briefly, and he said, "Where are you originally from?" And you just threw what I was going to say out the window when you asked me that, because that's really what it's all about. Where did I come from? You know, where I am today is the testimony, but the journey is so important. And I looked at him and I said, "Well, interestingly enough, I moved here in 1986 with my girlfriend. I lived in a small town in Iowa, and we were the gossip of town, and we decided we needed to get away. So we put a big map up and started looking into where we wanted to go. And the interesting thing was, I knew I was different in high school, and I just never gave that any thought. And when this friend came into my life, she wasn't like all of my other girlfriends. And all of a sudden, something began to happen. All those feelings I had in high school, I began to understand. I believed I was born the wrong gender. So I was going to do something about it. Now that I had this girl next to me, we were going to pick everything up. We were going to move somewhere. And I was finally going to have a surgeon take care of me and make me who I thought I should be. And that would bring me happiness. That's what I thought. But God had a different plan. He allowed me to come to St. Louis, and he allowed me to chase my tail. I could not find anybody to work with me. I could not find anybody to take me through the steps that I thought, you know, were out there for me to go through. I did change my name. I did live as a man for several years. This is the longest my hair has been since high school, and that's a tribute to a little bit of the healing that God has brought me through. I've been out of the lifestyle 18 years, but it's just in the last couple years that I finally embraced what it was when I was in it. And First Light is a place that I can go and I can talk about all of the things that caused me to make the decisions I made. I can freely talk about them and openly without any fear of rejection, because we all feel the same way. We're a unique group within a big group. We all have the same struggle. We all have some past. We all have something we have to overcome so that we can be who God intended us to be. But it sure helps when you get in that niche and you say, "This is what I struggle with. God help me." You know, and as I was thinking about scriptures, you know, what do we stand for? And last night it was definitely, I found it in the Message, and it's so wonderful, the Message Bible. And it's 2 Corinthians 1, and it's part of 3 and part of 4, where it says, "He comes alongside us, God comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so that we can be there for that person just as God was for us." See, when I finally admitted that I was a woman in man's clothing, I was handed a Bible, and I was told I needed to go pray God would tell me what to do. This person no longer had anything to do with me because they didn't know what to do with me. It wasn't, you know, you can say it was homophobic, you can say whatever you want it was. But he didn't know what to do, and I scared him. But he did give me a Bible, and he told me to pray. So I did. God told me what to do. And, you know, okay, so I'll change my clothes and I'll let my hair grow and I'll be a woman. It didn't work that way for me. I was too far in. My mindset was too far gone. And I didn't have a support system, so I had a nervous breakdown. And I pretty much decided that God wasn't for me, just like the Bible says, so therefore he must be against me. And I walked away from the church. And I walked away very angry and very bitter, and I was gone for almost 3 years before someone reached out and grabbed hold of me, brought me into another church where I would show up just as the pastor was starting, and I would end before he could say amen at the end. I never let anyone in. But darn it, they got in. But God puts you where he knows you need to be. He will put the people around you that can draw you out of the tunnel and the cave that you've built for yourself. The walls were high, but slowly they began to knock them down. And they got me in, and God won. And it's amazing. You know, I stand before you as someone who has has traveled to a different continent with the gospel. You know, it's amazing what God can do when we let him in and we say, I can't do it without you. You've got to show me the way. And the struggle has been so much easier over the last 10 years, but there are still moments, because it's 2 years ago, I forgot where I came from. I didn't fall, but I was close. And I was in a crisis, and I was led to First Light, kicking and screaming, by the way, and because I thought I was above that. But it was exactly what I needed. And, you know, I have a couple of wonderful people here with me that have been supportive to me. And I think of, you know, where I'm at and what I can offer now instead of what I can receive. And I think of the words that Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I freely give. And I offer the right hand of fellowship to anyone that wants to come in that group and say, I've walked through what you're walking through. Don't let one person in the church distract you, tell you you can't be there, because you can and you should be. Because God has a plan for you and a purpose. And he will see you through if you allow him to. So I just ask that you continually to pray for us. We need your prayers to be everything that God wants us to be in the St. Louis area and beyond if he so chooses. And I just thank you for this opportunity again.